Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani. My name is Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel, the second parak in Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Zichron Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichron Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, an Arab once seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Yami ruled the Malan Main Shoshin Yamin Uma'aran. One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rava adds that they must be emptied Me'ez La'ez every 24 hours. They thought this method was only effective for this case of a Jew's flask, since the flask had first absorbed kosher wine, but would not be effective for the flasks of idolaters. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flask. Furthermore, Ravashi taught that this is even effective for Kankanim, earthenware jugs, although they are more absorbent. A Braisa teaches regarding idolaters' earthenware jugs, Chadashim Grudim, if they're new and smooth, meaning not absorbent, they're permitted. If they're old or mezufafin, lined with pitch and absorbent, the Jew puts water in them for 3 days to remove their wine flavor. Alternatively, he can put in tzir, a brine or murias, which is made of fish oil and bits of fish, whose sharpness destroys the wine's flavor. This method is even valid lechadchila. Point number two, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized wine casks from Jews in Pupendisa, and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled, Davar She'en Machnisu Akimu, a cask is an item in which one does not place wine for storage. Therefore, Mishash Kishkan, B'mayim Behen Mutarin, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. Rav Avir ruled that Chatzbei Shchime Darumai, red pitchers of Arameans made from clay, came to Labali Tuva, since they do not absorb much, they're permitted through merely rinsing with water. Rav Papa ruled the same way regarding the earthenware utensils of Bei Mikse, which are not absorbent. And point number three, regarding kase, earthenware cups used for drinking, Ravasi prohibits them and Ravashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, Ishase buhu obet kochavim pam rishon, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they are prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days, because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time, and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine, therefore Ravasi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. Alternatively, they agree that if the Akum drank from it the first or second time, it's prohibited. And their argument is where he drank from it the third time. The halacha is that if he used it the first or second time, it's prohibited, but if he used it the third time, it's permitted. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, an Arab once seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Yami ruled, Malan Main Shoshin Yamin Uma'aran. One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rava adds that they must be emptied Me'ez La'ez every 24 hours. They thought this method was only effective for this case of a Jew's flask, since the flask had first absorbed kosher wine, but would not be effective for the flasks of idolaters. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flask. Furthermore, Ravashi taught that this is even effective for Kankanim, earthenware jugs, although they are more absorbent. A Braisa teaches regarding idolaters' earthenware jugs, Chadashim Grudim, if they're new and smooth, meaning not absorbent, they're permitted. If they're old or mezufafin, lined with pitch and absorbent, the Jew puts water in them for 3 days to remove their wine flavor. Alternatively, he can put in tzir, a brine or murias, which is made of fish oil and bits of fish, whose sharpness destroys the wine's flavor. This method is even valid lechadchila. Point number two, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized wine casks from Jews in Pupendisa, and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled, Davar She'en Machnisu Akimu, a cask is an item in which one does not place wine for storage. Therefore, Mishash Kishkan, B'mayim Behen Mutarin, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. Rav Avir ruled that Chatzbei Shchime Darumai, red pitchers of Arameans made from clay, came to Labali Tuva, since they do not absorb much, they're permitted through merely rinsing with water. Rav Papa ruled the same way regarding the earthenware utensils of Bei Mikse, which are not absorbent. And point number three, regarding kase, earthenware cups used for drinking, Ravasi prohibits them and Ravashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, Ishase buhu obet kochavim pam rishon, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they are prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days, because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time, and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine, therefore Rav Asi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. Alternatively, they agree that if the Akum drank from it the first or second time, it's prohibited. And their argument is where he drank from it the third time. The halacha is that if he used it the first or second time, it's prohibited, but if he used it the third time, it's permitted. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Lamed Gimel. Our standard Siman is a peg-leg pirate. A peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kushion them for their Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out, and to check who used the earthenware drinking cups first, the pirates or the Jews. Once again, slow motion. The peg-legged pirate. Peg-legged pirate? That must be Moran Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kushion them for their Jewish prisoners, which reminds us, an airborne seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Ami ruled, "Mamalin mein shoshi yami uma'aron." One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rabbi adds that they must be emptied me'ez le'ez every 24 hours. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flasks. So, the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kushion them for their Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out. Which reminds us, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized the wine casks from Jews in Pupendisa, and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled, a cask is an item which one does not place wine for storage, therefore, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. So the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kushion them for their Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out, and to check who used the earthenware cups first, the pirates or the Jews, which reminds us, regarding kaseh, earthenware cups used for drinking, Rav Asi prohibits them and Rav Ashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they're prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine, therefore Rav Asi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. An alternative pshat is given. So once again, the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kushion them for their Jewish prisoners, told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out, and to check who used the earthenware drinking cups first, the pirates or the Jews. All right, so now it's time for four blabak hazara. Daf chaf tes, so the similar daf chaf tes is a cot. So here goes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot, that must be more on daf. Chavtes. The yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv, which reminds us, a braisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, roa b'ma'ara, he should look into a mirror, indicating he's particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it, since he insists on using a mirror. Mischazika adam chashuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the Akum is afraid to harm him. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cut stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Eil dvarim she'ovdei kochavim asurin." These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited. Bisurin isur hana, and their prohibition is in isur hana. Wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. So the yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles, which reminds us that Jew's vinegar in Akum's hands does not require chosam betok chosam, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An Akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as informed with the Mishnah, and there's no concern he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality, because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. After Rebbe Nachshon Rebbe, that must be on Daf Lamed, Melamed. After Rebbe Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses numerous cases of giuli, the prohibition of uncovered liquids, the concern that a snake may have drunk from it and injected its venom into it. Rabban Rav Yosef said, Yain mazug ein bo mishum giuli. Diluted wine is not subject to the prohibition of uncovered liquids because snakes do not drink diluted wine. So, after Rabbi Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua of the South said, Shosha mini eras hen, there are three types of snake venom. Shel bachur shokea, that of a young snake, sinks to the bottom of the container being thick. Shel benoni mefapea, that of a middle-aged snake, penetrates to the middle. Shel zaken tzaf, and that of an old snake, floats on top. The relevance of a young snake's venom sinking is taught by a brice, which states that if a barrel was left uncovered, then even if nine people drank from it, apparently indicating it does not contain venom, a tenth should still not drink from it, since there may be venom at the bottom. So after Rabbi Nachshon showed his class that snakes only drink from uncovered wine when it's not diluted, and how snake venom sinks in liquid depending on the age of the snake, he told them that even uncovered water is dangerous if it's poured in Rishus of Rabbim where someone barefoot may step in it. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Maim Shinis Galu, water that became uncovered, Arzel Lishbechem Berushus of Rabbim, one should not spill it out into the public domain where someone walking barefoot may step on it and it may penetrate his skin. He should not sprinkle his house with it to keep the dust down, nor knead clay with it because it may penetrate his hands. He should not give it to his or another person's animal to drink, nor wash his face, hands, or feet with it. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiras said, Shoshi Yenoshen, there are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach. Number two, Stam Yenam, the standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hanah. And number three, a mafkid yeno etzo over kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, it's asa b'shtia mutr b'hana. It's forbidden for drinking, but mutr b'hana. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with the double seal as kosher for court, which reminds us, the Gemara records the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar the Amora and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Elazar said, HaKol Mishtamer B'chosim Etoch Chosim, everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine, for which even a Chosim B'toch Chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a Chosim B'toch Chosim is sufficient even for wine. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with its double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolater's beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Shechar Sho of the Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rav Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnas, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Giwi, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. This isn't because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. Daf Lamed Beis. So the symbol Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, which reminds us, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Malulismach mehen kariyamita, what is the halacha regarding supporting the legs of a bed with these shards? Shari or Aser, is wanting the existence of Yain Nesach through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself, but not the absorbed Yain Nesach. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Asibahano, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that Oros Lubuvin, heart-pierced skins, are Asibahano. A brisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, v'kadu kamin aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, yeshu lafkor dam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it's forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Lubuvin to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Asur Bahana, were startled when the Tumas Ohel red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated by Yotze Asur Mifnei Shu Kizivche Mesi, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is Asur Bahana because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The Pasuk says, V'yitzmedu l'Baal Peor v'yochlu zivchei mesim, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches ma meis matame ba'ohel, just as a dead body conveys tuma through being under one roof, after krovas avodas kochavim matame ba'ohel, so too an idolatrous offering conveys tuma through being under one roof. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we win that if one finds a mean in a pit, he should take away the ladder that's in it and say that he needs it to lower his son from the roof? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we the incident of Rabbi Yochanan going to the pagan noblewoman for treatment of a tooth ailment? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss why the Shechar, the beer of Ovdei Kochavim, is prohibited? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we know that regarding the need to kasher drinking cups, it all depends on who used them first, the Jew or the Akum? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that Yain Mazuk, diluted wine, is not subject to the prohibition of uncovered liquids because snakes do not drink diluted wine? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that casks can be kashered with rinsing? That's on Daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that water which became uncovered should not be spilled out into Rishus Rabim, where someone walking barefoot may step in it? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that one may anoint an eye which became inflamed on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that to be makshir flasks of idolaters, one can fill them with water for 3 days? That's on Daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that one can only use a pagan doctor for ripui mamon for healing one's animal? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.